Today is the 30th of December, 12:30, 21, Thursday morning, about noon, and I'm going to be doing a broadcast with Walt Stickle, the elder statesman. So I'm going to go over and get him, and we're going to be doing a broadcast together today, about an hour's broadcast. So I'll be right back. I'm going to go to Skype. Can you hand me the hairbrush real quick? My hair's a mess. I got dirt all over my face.
Yeah,
from,
let me get a washcloth or something.
I'll be all right. It looks okay, doesn't it?
Just over here.
Does that look all right?
Yeah.
Where's my makeup artist this morning? Good morning, Walt. Look at that. We have camera. Good to see your smiling face. Can you hear me?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Yes. Well, I'm glad that I'm glad that we were able to synchronize and, you know, Walt, just sit back and relax and, oh, I had to say that, Walt, I had to say that. Just for everybody on the, that's listening, I am very honored to have,
you recording?
Yes, I am recording. I'm glad to have the elder statesman, Walter Stickle, with us today. It's a great honor. And we have been planning this broadcast for a while, and it's just finally coming to fruition. And it's kind of a result of a lot of work that Walt has done on these books. Now, they have been updated. The Vatican Jesuit Global Conspiracy, Book 1 and Book 2. And we should be getting those, I would say, in a couple weeks. We may even have to revise those books yet, but we can always make revisions. And there, Walt has the other book. And so each of those books are just chucked full of information. So, but I'm going to, what I'm going to do is have Walt just kind of go through what's in his mind this morning regarding this particular broadcast we're doing. It'll be on 19 different platforms. You know, people, Walt, are really, I think some, a lot of people are starting to wake up. We had 325 people listen to the conference call from last night. So there is an interest in what's going on in our world. But with that, Walt, why don't you just take your time and kind of give us what's going on in your mind today?
Well, I just want to make a comment on the call, like the call last night. It's you know, it's just some Christians, believers that we see what's going on, and we have something to share with, because see, mind control is part of it is isolation.
Yeah.
And so God's people right now, we're isolated because we're not in Babylon.
That's right.
Babylon, the new Babylon, you know, know, the new Babylon is Rome. And I don't have it in front of me, but Cardinal Gibbons, back in the, he was a archdiocese there in Baltimore in the 1860s. And he actually, in his book, he wrote a book. He said, he quotes right out of his book that Rome is the new Babylon. Now, this isn't a Walt saying it or Larry saying it. This is a Roman Catholic archdiocese. So, well, anyway, Larry, I'm going to just kind of speak off my head, you know. The two books that Larry's talking about, you know, this is book one. We call this book one. And this is book two. I'm realizing that the people are not going to see the video, are they?
Right? No, it's just going to be an audio. I'm sorry.
These two books cover a lot of history, and I just want to kind of, for the reader and the listener, when he picks up this book, because this book right now can be read up on GrandDesignExposed.com. The website is GrandDesignExposed.com. At the very bottom of the page, you'll see at the very bottom of the link, you'll see it. You can click on it, it'll take you to the book page. But, you know, even when I put this together, I didn't realize it covering a lot of ground, an awful lot of ground. And book one is kind of like, give me an example. You know, there's 20 chapters in this book. The first chapter is Babylon, sun worship, source of all false religion. And then chapter two is mother and child worship. You can actually say, this is an index of history, an index book, of history to the Roman Catholic Church and what they believe. You see, the Roman Catholic Church, they actually believe in mother and child worship. And in this book, it tells you where it comes from. And then chapter three is Mary worship, masquerading sun worship. It's about Mary worship. Of course, that isn't Christianity. You know, there's so much to say here, Larry. But one thing I wanna share with the people that are listening is, this is actually a history book. Also, it's history and what the Roman Catholics believe. Oh, I know what I was wanting to say. You know, when Donald Trump mentions Christianity, he's not representing you and I. He's not representing the Bible believers, the elect children of God. He is representing the universal church, which is Rome. And there's so many places to go when you mention that universal, you know, because we have a universal document. Our Constitution is a universal document. The truth is stranger than fiction. And in 2 Thessalonians, maybe you can help me, Larry. Remember what it says that I should go to it. It says, I'm going to paraphrase what it says. It said, you know, now there's a difference. There's the truth. There's two groups of people. People that love the truth and know the truth. A lot of people know the truth. The Pope knows the truth. He knows who he represents. You know. And there's the people that love the truth. Now, loving the truth sometimes doesn't make you a hero and doesn't make you lots of money. And sometimes you lose your life because I don't say this. I say this very serious. Roman Catholicism is not Christianity. I don't say that with malice in my heart, but Roman Catholicism is Mystery Babylon. Revelation 17:5. Read that, Larry. 17:5. Revelation 17:5.
Revelation 17:5. Okay. Let me go back to it here. And upon her forehead was the name written, and the rest of it's all capital letters, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth.
Okay, that just described the Roman Catholic Church. And you say, well, boy, that. Now, I can say that to believers and brothers and sisters in Christ, but, you know, to a Roman Catholic, you know, the Pope wouldn't think very highly of that. and during our era, you know, I when I start talking like this, I said, I have a hard time. I have a hard time because one of the biggest lies that has been put on the American people and all through our life, this country, the American Revolution, was fomented. It was organized. And this goal was, because Rome was behind it, I'm going to say something here that could, you know, Larry, I'm going to say something here that the American, the Constitution of the United States is a Roman Catholic document. Now, I want to say, I remember the first time this fellow has passed away now. His name was Mike Ruckham. And you know, I don't have any malice anymore. I just don't. I realize that people have different opinions. So when I mention these names, you know, I mean, I used to fellowship quite frequently with York Blissman and Tom Fress. And both of them are very good researchers. I mean, I have learned an awful lot from York. And I remember when I used to do broadcasts with York Listen, I would see him on Skype and say, "Well, good morning, Romerica." he would call America Romerica. And, it's the absolute truth. I mean, I could be really patriotic and find that very offensive, you know. When I especially with what's going on in the world today with the pandemic, we are living. The pandemic is biblical proportions. Because why? because this is this pandemic, this hoax, because the, let me give you the truth about pandemic. It doesn't exist. It's all man-made. They have a different figure and different numbers, and all that the pandemic is, all it is a common cold. People get sick and die. People are dying, you know, and you see, well, what does that have to do with the founding of America? Because the real founding of America is complete lie. It wasn't founded by Christians. I mean, that is John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Paine. None of them are Christian. They're heathens. And the proof of this is the layout of Washington, D.C. You can find all of this, you know, as a young man, I was 20 years old when I went to Washington, D.C. I was in the military. I was on a Mikey Herkin site. And I went TDY to Washington, D.C. at Fort Belvoir, Virginia, which is about 20 miles out of Washington, D.C. And I was a tourist, you know. I graduated from a public school. Of course, I understood who cut down the cherry tree. It was George Watt. And when I pulled into Washington, D.C., I had a little Brownie camera, you know, Kodak Brownie camera, and boy, I was a tourist. I mean, I was taking pictures of all the buildings. I went to the White House. I went to the Capitol building, and I climbed to the top of the obelisk twice. And of course, this is before all the terrorism and all this stuff started, so they make you walk up the steps. Well, today you can't do what I did. I used to walk up the steps. I never took the elevator up. I remember taking the elevator down, but not going up. And of course, chapter five in book one is called Obelisks, Temples, and Towers. Symbols of sun worship. And that's on page, you can go to my website and download the book on a PDF file, the same book I have in my hand. It's on page 33. Isn't that a coincidence? On 33, you see the obelisk. And what is an obelisk? I didn't know. I was here running up and down Washington, D.C., and I didn't know what an obelisk was. Okay, that's another whole subject. It's what an obelisk is. Like Cleopatra. The obelisk Cleopatra. Which is in the park there in New York. What's the park in New York? The big
Central Park.
Central Park. Okay. This is very interesting. As I talk, I can't believe that I understand, you know, some of this stuff. I didn't.
Yeah.
Cleopatra. This obelisk was called the obelisk was called Cleopatra, and it actually came from Egypt. I had a book, the magic of the obelisk, and I read it. I mean, this is where I got the information by Tompkins. I think the last name of the author was Tompkins. And that obelisk in the 1800s, 1880, I think it was 1880, pretty close.
Mark,
there,
I'm on a broadcast right now.
They drilled out a hole in the bow of a boat, and they inserted that into the hull of a boat and brought it across the Atlantic. It took them 3 months to get it from the Hudson River to Central Park. They had to build bridges. I mean, it was quite Satan and his religion. These people are very serious. You know, the Pope's serious. The Pope is serious. He thinks he's God, the Vicar of Christ. They're very serious. Babylon is very serious in their religion. So it's all in this book. We call it Book One. It's up on Lulu, and it's up on Amazon, and you can get it for $10. I mean, and all the picture work that's in this book, all this picture, you know, it took a long time to put this, all those pictures into this little book. And what makes me I read this book, and did I put this book together? See, I didn't write this book, but I put it together. I'll give you an example. But the reason why it's so profound to me today is because of what we're going through today with the pandemic. Because the pandemic, of course, there's a lot of people that are behind it. But the truth of it, now, there's a lot of people talking about the pandemic and how evil it's Illuminati, and they can blame it on so many different, but the truth of it is, this pandemic comes right from Satan. And I got this little distraction on it. And anyway, you know, this is overwhelming even for myself to speak about. And I think if you have a copy of Book One and Book Two, and understand, you don't have to go buy it for $10. You can go to the internet and go to Grand Design Exposed and go to my book page, and you can download the PDF file, and you don't have to buy it. But it's nice to have it in your hand, so you don't have to go on the internet, you know. And here, this book that I'm talking about, the Vatican Jesuit Global Conspiracy, Book One. See, this goes all the way back to where does Rome, where does Babylon come from? It comes from Egypt. And the Kabbalah, the Talmud. I mean, it's all Judaism and Catholicism and Zionism. It's all the same. It all comes from the Kabbalah. And you know the in And, you know, I sometimes know I'm saying some things that are just really, some people have already turned us off, you know. But it's the truth. That obelisk is not a Christian symbol. And you know, Washington, D.C., you know, I've been all over. I've been in the Capitol building. I've been in the Capitol building and looked up to the rotunda. And it's called the apotheosis. They have George Washington deified. I mean, you know, Washington is the new Babylon. Some people get into prophesize and say that that the America is the second beast. Well, I don't get into that, except it has the semblance. It actually mirrors Rome. The Capitol building is a basilica. It's a place of worship. It's called Capitolium. And in 1984, all the presidents prior to 1984 were sworn in on the other side of the White House. And in 1984, the first president to be sworn in was Ronald Reagan. And that's a sign that Rome, that was a sign to the world, because now all the presidents are facing the obelisk. They're sworn in facing the obelisk. You know, Larry, I don't know if I'm saying too much here, but that brings us up to Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump is an actor. Donald Trump is loyal. And when Ronald Trump calls, when he talks of Christianity, you know, he is talking of the Roman Catholic Church. And, you know, there's something I want to do here, Larry. I want to bring us up to present history right now. See, present times with Donald Trump. And now you can read, see here, you can read this for yourself. Now, go to Grand Design Exposed. Forgive me here for not. You know, okay. Right at the top of the page there, you at the top of the page of Grand Design Exposed, you'll see a boot pressing down on a guy's head, see? And it says, "Thank you, government, for protecting me from this, by completely destroying my livelihood, my job, my income, my marriage, my family, and my health, my freedoms, and liberties. Thanks a lot." And that's exactly what the Jesuits are doing. And at the bottom of this boot, you can see all this. Listen, you can see all this by going to Grand Design Exposed, you know, and going to this book. But what I wanted to bring you up to date on who Donald Trump is loyal to. And right parallel to that, you'll see that link and click on that. And it's remarks by President Trump to guests at the Al Smith dinner. Now, what is the Al Smith dinner? The Al Smith dinner, Al Smith was the first Roman Catholic to run for president from New York. And every 4 years, they have an Al Smith dinner where they bring both parties, the Republican and the Democrat, both Vatican candidates. So you have to be a Vatican candidate to run for president. Because they control both parties. And when I this year, because of the pandemic hoax, Donald Trump had to send a letter, and so did Biden. And I want you to read this whole letter, but what I want to bring up here is I want to read what Donald Trump said on this Al Smith dinner. I'm going to read this to show you this. This is actually what he said. He says, to support the noble mission of Catholic schools, my administration is working to advance school choice. It was my great honor to help the Catholic Church with its schools. They needed hundreds of millions of dollars nationwide. This is what Donald Trump said. Now, Walt's not making this up. The needed hundreds of millions of dollars nationwide, and I got it for them. Nobody else. I got it for them. I hope you remember that on November 3rd. But I got it for them, and it was an honor to do it. I did it at the request of Cardinal Dolan. He's the archdiocese there out of New York. And others of your leaders are. They really needed it. We took care of that situation. Very important. And what are they doing giving millions of dollars to one church? There's more than one church in America. For instance, few institutions in history have done more for New York, more for America, or more for people of the world than the Catholic Church. This is even hard to read. From the parishes of this city come the soldiers who fought to end slavery, the workers who raised up the towering skyline of Mount Hatton, the chaplains who landed on the beaches of Guatemala, the Guadalcanal, the nuns who marched for civil rights, and the police officers and firefighters who have loved so much, who ran into the World Trade Center in September 11th, 2001. Yeah. You know, it's something, see, it's what struck me when I started reading this letter. Now, I want to go back up on the letter. Did you see the three founding fathers? The three founding fathers that are never put in any history book except Catholic documents. Now, because I have that in the book, too. I have a chapter in the book, stay there, can you pause it?
Yes, hold on. Well,
Larry,
I can pause it.
You pause the recording for a second.
Yeah, go ahead. Hold on just a second here.
Say, Larry, are you listening, Larry?
Yes, I'm listening. I can
pause it.
I can pause it. it's not real easy to pause, but let me see what I can do.
You know, Larry.